around. And you know him and the animals that go to war, etc. And in town, from the physical perspective, they are the same, there's no difference. All the bodily functions, organs and functions of the physical body that insan has, the hewan also has, no different. All the emotional instincts, the nafs, which the animal has, insan also has it. Same thing, no difference. But there is a big difference, only in the aqal. Allah Ta'ala has given insan the aqal by means of which he is able to control his passions, desires, nafs, and by me and to regulate his emotional feelings in accordance with his desire, his thoughts, his life, all that stuff. In this situation, this is where you must be. This is where you must react. If this difficulty, any difficulty comes your way, you must react in this manner. In other words, you must now focus on Allah Ta'ala. Whatever happens to you, any form of difficulty, stress, setback, hardship, you mustn't go into a state of panic and worry now, become despondent, become frustrated, what yet. You must focus on that, that this is Allah Ta'ala working. Allah Ta'ala has afflicted me with this condition, with this state, with this poverty, with this hardship, with this sickness. It's from Allah Ta'ala side. So I must not panic now. You are told, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you must now increase your istighfar. When it's difficult, especially in sickness, then the patient must increase his istighfar. You increase your istighfar and you focus more on Allah Ta'ala. Then inshaAllah Ta'ala, you will feel better, person will feel better also. And the difficulty in all like you will pass on. But when a person becomes frustrated, despondent, frustrated, the mind is taken away from Allah Ta'ala, now you're going to state of panic now. When you panic now, what then? And everything goes wrong now. And that panic and frustration and despondency, these are signs of great deficiency of iman. You don't know that, that what is happening now to a person, that because the mind is not on Allah Ta'ala. We don't we speak of taqdeer, but when we are now confronted with issues and problems, then we forget now about taqdeer. We forget that we must now focus on Allah Ta'ala. So this is a deficiency in our iman. And then panic and frustration does not help. It worsens the situation. It does not help in any way. The sick person gets more sick and deprived of sawab because of those of us and no sabr, no tolerance. So what happens? The sickness becomes more worse and the person is deprived of sawab. On the other hand, not only is it any type of hardship, when the person is afflicted with an issue, a problem, a hardship, and the mind goes to Allah Ta'ala, then you will derive some comfort. You know, this is from Allah Ta'ala. It is a test, and it's temporary, and whatever Allah Ta'ala does with us, it is for our own good. There is benefit for us in this. Even if the hardship is also, then ultimate objective is rahmat. Allah Ta'ala is merciful to us. He uses the hardship in order to purify us, a kafara for our sins. So when anyone adopts the right attitude, then there is salah and the difficulty is lightened, and inshallah Ta'ala the difficulty will be uplifted also. So one must be very careful that he will remain difficulty, because why? Complaint, frustration, despondency, arm and the attributes of kufr. Hey, the kufar, they become agitated and they go into a state of panic. And that is why you find so many kufar suicide. That is really why they commit suicide. No iman, no belief in the akhirah. And their difficulty is now so much upon them, their own mind that they feel that in them to take their own life. So now, when a mu'min also reacts in this manner, what? No sabr, Then now he also did learn qualities, the attributes of Kufa. They are also now in us. Then we, now we have, because the nafs is inherently evil, that's what the Kufa is not. So what our akal and what the ta'aleem of the shaykh, we have to purify the nafs, doctor the nafs, and remove the evil in us and go on ourselves. Alhamdulillah. لوگ نے پوچھا کیا سبب ہے کہ ہم سالمان خوف کو نہیں پاتے پاتے ہیں why are we not are we unable to meet the people of Kaufman or we are we don't meet them yeah we know the world they are or we are in the Tanzania but we don't meet them and if we meet them we don't recognize them why is it so فرمائے اگر تم صاحب خوف ہوئے تو خوف تو خوف والے تم سے پوشیدہ نہ رہتا خوف والے وہ خوف والے ہی پاتا ہے سو اٹ از دا ریزن واز دیٹ از بیکاز یو آر ناٹ پیپل آف خوف اے پرسن آف خوف نانٹ اے ولی ہی از اے پرسن از اے ولی ہی واز اے نائز اے نادر ولی But because you have no fear for Allah Ta'ala in your heart, that means Allah Ta'ala keeps them away, keeps them hidden from you. So you must inculcate hope of Allah Ta'ala first, purify yourself, and then your eyes of your batin will open up, and then you will recognize who are the people of hope and who are the awliya of Allah Ta'ala. لوگوں نے پوچھا اے فضیل کس وقت آدمی حق کی دوستی میں پورا ہوگا پیپل آر او فضیل وین ول اے پرسن بی وین ول اے پرسن بی ڈسچارجنگ کریکٹلی ہز فرینڈ دی ڈیمانڈز آف ہز فرینڈشپ وتھ اللہ تعالیٰ بلیو دیٹ آر دی فرینڈ آف اللہ تعالیٰ سو وین ول دے You know that they are discharging now the haq of the truth correctly. Farmaya, Khuda us ko dewe ya na dewe, har hal mein us se khush rahe. He said, whether Allah Ta'ala keeps or don't keep, yani whether he keeps you in happiness or sadness, in adversity or prosperity, Ask for peace in any condition, you are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. It does not matter what condition you are. You are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. You do what you have to do, whatever asbab, means, ways Allah Ta'ala has created in the dunya for attending to affairs. Once you employ that, your mind is on Allah Ta'ala. And if you don't succeed after employing the correct way, in a lawful manner, in a wise manner, then do you not succeed? He doesn't consume knowledge, concern us, what is unduly. Why? Your gaze on Allah Ta'ala. So whether Allah Ta'ala gives you or He doesn't give you, you are always contented with Allah Ta'ala, then you will understand now you are bringing now to fulfill the hukum, the right of friendship with Allah Ta'ala. اور تم کیا فرماتے ہو اس شخص کے حق میں کہ وہ چاہتا ہے کہ لبیک کہنے کو لیکن خوف سے لا لبیک نہیں کہتا پہلے واٹ یو سی اباؤٹ سچ اے پرسن یو وانٹ ٹو سے لبیک کر دیا بٹ بیکاز ہی سو اوور ویل ود فیور اللہ تعالیٰ یو کانٹ انڈرسٹینڈ دیٹ ہی اولیا دے اللہ تعالیٰ کی سچ کی inspiring with such hope that sometimes we do things that we can't understand. Is it because of so much fear for Allah Ta'ala? If I'm labeking, oh Allah, I'm present there, I'm in your presence. It's okay, and it's so worrying that if I say labek, I'm scared of hearing la labek. I'm scared of hearing Allah Ta'ala say, I reject you. Your labek is not accepted. And because of that overwhelming fear, what he does, he doesn't tell to you. So what do we say now about that person? Because he is a Sahib, a Da'ud, a Masra, or he has to take a Sahib. on the Friday of Hajj, you must tell them. But that only they are mazul, their help is such a spear that they just can't help themselves. So it's what do you think about that person? So my main umid rakhta hoon ki jo shakhs is tarah ka khauf rakhkar apne intizar mein rakhe usse badh kar koi labbay kehne wala ho matlab se de na sakte I have strong hope that the person who has got so much fear that the only reason why he's not saying labbay is he's convinced that if I'm going to say labbay I'm going to hear zara bilka wallah ta'ala saying then there's no person greater than you in saying labbaik. And everybody, Allah Ta'ala is accepting these labbaik gifts and things are more than the labbaik of everyone else. Or Pusha ke asal deen kya hai? Deen kya hai? They ask Allah Tudhiyya Rahmatullahi, what is the basis, asal, the basis of the deen? Farmaya, akal hai. He said the basis of the deen is aqal, it's intelligence. If you see the look at the animals and human beings, right? We are in physical, in our physical nature, our physical constitution, we are the same as them. But they act only on the basis of instinct. Their aqal, they talk of aqal, but their intelligence is not sufficient to enable them to differentiate between right and wrong. This I must do and this I can't do. It doesn't occur to them. Whatever comes in their nut, whatever comes in their forms in their instinct, they act immediately. Nothing is restraining them, they will act immediately according to the desire of their nut. No akal will restrain them. But insan, there are thousands of chains of the Sharia which bind and tie us up. So when our nafs makes demands like the nafs of the dog, then our akal comes into play and knows that no, you cannot do this because Allah Ta'ala displeased Allah Ta'ala. The punishment of Allah Ta'ala. You will be regarded as a rebel and sinner. So, by means of the akal now, you restrain yourself. If we did not have the akal, you can say, teach a parrot all the akam of the deen, all the masahib, it's not going to affect you. It's not in the akal of the parrot, it's not going to, or any animal, it's not going to enable it to restrain itself. So now, in time, if he also acts now according to just like an animal, then you don't use your aql. When you are confronted with an issue, and every day there are so many issues developing, then you don't use your aql. So in what way the principle of routine? This is the basis that means of deen, of Islam, is aql. That you have to use your aql, one, because we believe, because iman. But if we do not now employ our aql to give practical expression to the demands of the deen, then we now like animals. Now we are not following the deen now. So we just like the animals, so the basis of deen, the basis of Islam, is the aql Allah Ta'ala has given us a treasure, which you must not abuse and must utilize correctly when there is when a situation or something develops, then use the aql and try to understand what have I been taught by the deen about this issue, about the situation. How must I react? I must now restrain my anger and I must react according to what Allah Ta'ala wants me to do. And then now your aql, the deen will be correct and the aql also will be operating in a balanced way. Not so, this is the upper something after the rain.